Nick Elliott, international music photographer and host of Sound and Nick's Vision, in one delightful 57-minute monthly bundle.
See, the thing about 80s music when it's experimental like Howard Jones is you don't quite know when it's going to finish or whether they're just going to actually have a silent track for the next 20 seconds. Oh, welcome to the next edition of Sound and Nick's Vision. Put that Easter egg down, Nick. See what I did there?
What, again?
It's past Easter now.
It's not me eating all the chocolate.
I had a little nibble.
Oh, it may be beforehand. We don't know. But it is April. That's the important thing. So, Sue Royce is with us again, wearing a nice Easter-coloured sort of yellow top.
Hello, Sue.
Good. I say sort of yellow top. And phenomenally golden nails, really. Like some sort of...
Sparkly nails, yes.
I was thinking more diabolical Bond villainess from the 1970s, really. But, that's just way forward. Life continues. I just press a few buttons and hope we'll get through show 47 successfully. We've already launched with Howard Jones. Is there a theme which you want people to look out for in this one?
There's a little bit of an 80s vibe going on. Mm. But I did like this. I did like the Howard Jones track.
Good.
Yeah, one of the best he did. I really liked it.
Hazel O'Connor, no relationship whatsoever to Des O'Connor, who I know we're secretly hoping Nick will feature one day. Careless Hands.
Do you know how about?
But are you a fan of Hazel O'Connor, or is it a lady you haven't actually heard of?
Chances are, if it's an 80s track, given that I was a mere sproglet in the 80s, it will have been something that I will have definitely have heard of if I haven't heard of her name.
So say we all. You've worked with Hazel O'Connor, I believe, Nick.
I have, actually.
Doing what?
Did some editorial with her quite some time ago.
Uh-huh. So you've lost touch over the years?
Well, to a degree. A little bit of kind of chat. I caught up with her, actually, a couple of three years ago.
So why isn't she on the show, then?
Well,
there we are.
She wasn't invited.
Well, it's your show, Nick. You have responsibility. Okay. Total responsibility for who's on. And let's face it, rumour has it in a few shows' time we need a replacement for Sir Roy, so who knows what's going to happen.
That's not for
public knowledge. You know, good things don't always last forever, you know.
I'm just putting it out there as a line that's sort of there, you know. But it's called succession planning.
Yes.
Succession planning. That's the official
That's one. Called upset. Sir Royce walks off the gig.
Now stop it.
Let us move on.
I'm in demand.
I've heard that too.
Now, Steve Thompson is a man you won't have actually encountered, but I worked with him back in the 1990s, and he was a writer who wrote, amongst other things, for Elkie Brooks. Just thought I'd put that in there. Uh-huh. And I presume we're actually looking for Elkie Brooks as opposed to Ellie Brooks, which was on the... I think your secretary, Nick, obviously sent me something through which had Ellie Brooks on, and I figured that, you know...
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I like to keep you sharp.
Oof, very way forward. I mean, you know, we searched long and high, up and down, down dill and up mountaintop, looking for Ellie Brooks, no sign whatsoever.
Really?
Ellie Sample, of course, from the University of Lincoln, went to Gibraltar, but that's another story entirely.
Indeed.
She's still with us, that's the important thing. Elkie Brooks, Lilac Wine. Is it one of those things that we tend to think, well, this is the 70s, it's a chanteuse, it's somebody who's kind of getting into the moment, it's the sort of thing that Bob Harris would have loved on Old Grey Whistle Test, it's the sort of thing Sue Royce has probably never actually heard of, nor indeed tried Lilac Wine.
I have definitely heard of this tune, and it is very good, yes.
Very good, very good.
I lost myself on a cool, damp night. Gave myself in that misty light. Was hypnotized by strange delight under a lilac tree. I made wine from the lilac tree. Lost my heart in its recipe. Made me see what I want to see, be what I want to be. But I think more than I ought to think, do things I never should do. I drink much more than I ought to drink, because it brings me back you. Sweet and heady, like my love. Lilac wine, I feel unsteady. I'm
In approximately 4.5 minutes from now, I will be making a confession to Nick, and I don't know how he's going to take it, frankly, but it's just a little bit of a heads up from the friendly neighbourhood producer. Hopefully Sue will defend me, but there we are. bit of point. Maybe she won't. I don't know. I'm just giving you, again, an advance notification.
What's coming? Right. What's coming?
Can't say, Nick. Not at this particular moment. However, you can call me the breeze. Call me the breeze. John Mayer. We've featured this one before, of course.
This should be the live track.
Oh. I just had Call Me the Breeze and John
Mayer.
We'll
see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay. Either way, it's the breeze.
Good.
So, put quite simply, Nick, I'm afraid we don't have Bad Habit by Blackstone Cherry. I know, it's there. I thought it was actually looked at. We could offer you White Trash Millionaire. We could offer you Like I Roll, Me and Mary Jane, Santa is Back. But we can't. James Brown. But no Bad Habit.
No.
Any of those that you particularly sort of say?
Okay, let's skip to the next track and we'll come
really?
Back. Give me some thought.
So right, we've even got the boys to actually come out with this.
Hey, this is Ben from Blackstone Cherry. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM.
So, you know, we even got a sort of an ident for them.
Yeah, mind you, that's as good as the track, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're a great band.
Well, I'm still sort of saying that Bad Habit, you know, we could obviously put it off to 48, or you got White Trash Millionaire, Like I Roll, Me and Mary Jane. Santa Is Back is not good for Easter.
No, we shan't bother with that. You pick one.
James Brown, I know nothing about this, actually, so I'm flying in the face of... I mean, apart from selecting the radio edits, so we don't have any unforeseen language issues, you know. That's all I've got.
You wouldn't want any Anglo-Saxon language.
Well, no. I mean, Sue, would you... White Trash Millionaire, Like I Roll, Me and Mary Jane, radio edit, or indeed James Brown?
James Brown, I think.
That's probably going to be a tribute, isn't it?
I mean, probably. You
know, I don't think they're going to start off by saying, "Ow! No. I feel good." Let's hear what they're going to do then. Just like James
Brown. Been trying to ride around the region. It's a new procedure. Need a soul to preach to. Give me a soul to preach to. Guess I ought to beat it. Instead of trying to beat it, I end up defeated. Well, let me talk as you pay. Damn, you move just like magic. So hip that it's tragic. Let me bring you down. I feel good, cause I can't hide. Heartbreaker got me unraveling. Like I've been time traveling. Everyone replay it till it's X-rated. Until it's X-rated. My mind's slowly going under. You're the eighth wonder, baby. I'm the hunter. Well, call me that hunter.
Leaving the station every other Thursday, 8 till 10, bringing you the best local and international bands from the world of rock and metal. The Rock Train. No tracks are too heavy.
Joy, of course, of wonderfulness. Sorry, Louis, just actually talking over your whole only love there. I wanted to do it for years anyway. The joy of good things, Nick, is that I can offer you a choice next. And I have a feeling I know which one you're going to go for. Yeah, I can.
Really?
Looking at me in the street. I can offer you the commercially released version of Seal and Crazy.
Oh.
Or
the live version.
The 12-inch club mix, the full length. Crazy Seal.
No choice.
Where are you going to go?
No choice.
12-inch club mix
or 7-inch.
It's going to go full throttle.
You know me and 12 inches.
All 12 inches, please.
Special Easter treat.
Dear, oh dear. No, we're never gonna survive unless we get a little crazy.
And as Nick's rightly just reminded me, don't forget on this wonderful Thursday evening slot, you've got your likes of your Sound and Country Vision with Tessa Snart. You've got your Sound and Nick's Vision, which is this show, of course. You've also got your Sound and Chloe's Vision with Chloe Rose. You've even got the Joys of the Stone Tapes. And probably Past Prologue will return. And let's not forget Soundlink Showcase, Showcase Soundlinks. And, of course, Royal Radio, specially dedicated to, because it's produced by the New Theatre Royal Lincoln. That's just some of the exciting things that are coming through. Sometimes I feel we spoil the listener and podcast concert. Take that BBC thing and their sounds, etc. We've got more to offer in so many delightful ways. Complimentary, of course. Sue! Do you know how Gordon Sumner decided to change his name?
No.
Do you know who Gordon Sumner is?
No, but I would like you to tell me.
Well, when he was a school teacher, he used to wear a stripy T-shirt in sort of black and yellow stripes. And it looked like a bumblebee. And so his children used to, well, basically the children he taught, apparently used to refer to him as Sting.
Ah.
And that's why he said, "That's me then." Sting. Then he left teaching, so obviously the
sensible child.
I don't don't know why he did that. I mean, he went on to do a few things. I think with Law and Order, some kind of Law and Order band. I think with a guy who worked for the CIA, Stuart Copeland, and also Andy Summer, who also was on drums.
Yeah, did a few little shows here and there.
Yeah, actually,
he didn't amount to anything.
Stuart Copeland was doing the drums, wasn't he?
He was.
But yeah, I do Andy like Summers Sting's music.
Without his two friends from the Police.
Yeah.
Hmm. So, Nick, why have you gone for this Geordie fellow pet?
Well, basically, you've just summed it up. That's exactly why I put it in.
Because you were impressed with his early teaching career.
Oh, God, yeah. Fantastic.
And this is not to be confused, of course, with that other chap who talked about 7 days, Craig David.
No.
I don't think
so. Because he had another whole 7 days thing, basically.
No. That wouldn't be me, Alex, would it?
And was there a tie-in to Ace O'Connor and Eighth Day?
No. None at all.
Tuesday, if I make up my mind, Wednesday would be fine.
Let's just find out where the munchkin is. Moving on. The next tune, 7 minutes, 4 seconds worth. So chance to actually go out, powder our nose, do all sorts of things.
Full
or
length.
Simply find out what Albert Shuffle is all about. Because, Sue, you haven't heard of Al Cooper and Mike Bloomfield.
I don't think I have, no.
Do you know, Nick actually thought we were going to access this. He said, you're not going to have that. Of course.
Well, there you go.
Sure.
It's what a good producer does. You see how we managed to rescue the early confession that I had there, the early concern that...
You've redeemed yourself.
I think so, yeah, it's good. Would you like to share with us Cooper and Bloomfield, not solicitors, but why have you gone for Albert Shuffle?
I was listening to this a couple of weeks ago and just thought, oh, man, what a kicking track. Let's rock it in.
Thank you.
actually listen to 46 hours worth of past Sound and Nick's visiting shows. You can actually listen to the time when Sue joined us and it just carries on relentlessly. It's like a gift that keeps on giving, as we've said.
So.
That's on the podcast system, of course. Nick, we haven't really been able to talk about any other things that you've been involved with because they're all shh.
They are a little at the minute, but all will be revealed.
Any teaser trailers you can...
Not really, Alex, no. Only that, you know, there's a couple of really, really special things that I should be releasing later on in the year.
Because, of course, you're not too far away from Sandringham. Anything involving driving and the Duke of Edinburgh?
No, not at all. No, we have spoke, me and Pip.
Nice. Let's hope he's still here when we actually are broadcasting
the
Easter edition.
Well,
who knows? That could have to be edited out of the whole programme completely. I think it's with a huge gaffe in the whole system. But at least Sue is here to actually share with us what her thoughts have been on Howard Jones, Hazel O'Connor, Elkie Brooks, John Mayer, Blackstone Cherry. Well, they were singing James Brown. Ow! Louis Armstrong. Seal, full length. Sting, Al Hooper and Mike Bloomfield. Or will it be what ended Show 46? Rod Stewart, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, there's a few very hard ones to choose from there. But
it's Nick's show. You always got hardness on Nick's show.
I have, but it's got to be the full-length Seal.
I do like that,
yeah.
You see, I quite like the 7-inch version.
Me
personally.
Too.
You know, I thought that some of the knobs and buttons that were twiddled on the 12-inches...
Oh, I don't know. The 12-inch was more dynamic.
Yeah, I was quite surprised Nick actually went for the 12-inch ultimately. I didn't think he would go for the more compressed version.
You can't dictate.
No, exactly.
That's, you never know where you are with me, you see. You never know what's likely to happen.
Keeps life interesting. That's
indeed
the important thing. How can people get in touch with you, Nick? I don't think we mentioned this on Show 46.
You can go to my press office, which is nickelliott.info. Everything's on there, or you can listen to the past shows.
You can lust and listen
and
lick the past shows.
And a bit of
if
that.
You
Freudian
wish.
Slip.
All sorts of ways. If you've got any photographs of you licking the radio or indeed your podcast receiver whilst you're listening to Sound and Expression, please send them in now. We would like to see them. I know Sue would like to have a full collection of them. How do people lick Sound and Nick's vision? It was good enough for the Rolling Stones with their big lips and various other things back in the day, so I think we can relaunch that, really.
Do you think?
I think so.
Bit of licking?
It could be almost finger-licking good.
Ooh.
In many ways.
Marvellous. Sticky fingers.
So your number one choice was Seal, then?
Yes.
Right. What are the three words we actually say? I mean, technically, you could be really ironic and say we don't want to talk about it, but it's Rodney Stewart. Three words to wrap up this edition of Sound and Nick's Vision, episode 47. A 1, 2, 3.
Keep music live.
I can tell by your eyes that you've probably been quiet. Sky don't mean nothing to you, they're a mirror. I don't wanna talk about it, how you broke my heart. If I stay here just a won't you listen to my heart? Oh, heart. If I stand all alone, will the shadow hide the color of my heart? Blue for the tears, black. The stars in the sky don't mean nothing to you, they're a mirror. I don't wanna talk about it, how you broke. If I stay here just a little bit longer, if I stay here, won't you listen to my heart? Oh, my heart. Just a little bit longer. If I stay here, won't you listen to my heart? Oh, my heart. My